The March of the President, on receiving in 1951 Histadrut Humanitarian Award in the Rose Garden, October 25th, 1951.
Mr. President, on behalf of 500,000 Americans who are identified with the National Committee for Labor of Israel, my colleagues and I take pleasure in presenting to you this award. The National Committee for Labor Israel, citation, 1951 Histadrut Humanitarian Award. This award is presented to Honorable Harry S. Truman, President of the United States of America, in recognition of and grateful appreciation of his wholehearted endeavors on behalf of the State of Israel and his sincere and abiding interest in the vital functions of Histadrut, the General Federation of Jewish Workers in Israel. Shortly after assuming the presidency of the United States, Mr. Truman earnestly set himself to the tasks of solving the Palestine problem and alleviating the plight of the remnants of European Jewry who have suffered so much during the dark days of World War II. It was President Truman who favored abrogating the White Paper of 1939, and it was he who took the initiative in setting up the Anglo-American Committee of Inquiry on Palestine, urging that substantial immigration into Palestine cannot wait the solution of the Palestine problem, and that it should begin at once. When the Palestine case was presented to the United Nations, President Truman approved support of the creation of a separate Jewish state in Palestine. And when the State of Israel was proclaimed on May 14, 1948, he was the first to extend recognition to the fledgling nation. When Israel was ready for membership in the United Nations, Mr. Truman directed a favorable attitude on the part of the United States delegation. Through the efforts of President Truman, American friendship for Israel was further demonstrated in terms of much-needed financial assistance designed to strengthen the newly formed bastion of democracy in the Middle East. In these troubled times, when grave dangers face the democratic world and the precepts of liberty and justice upon which our own country was founded and exists today, President Truman's friendship and affection for Israel give courage to the Jewish state and underscore the fact that we are our brother's keeper. We trust in Almighty God and sterling leadership of our president. We are confident that peace and security of the world shall be preserved so that nations and peoples may flourish and prosper for the benefit of mankind. By this token, the National Committee for Labor Israel proudly presents the 1951 Histadrut Humanitarian Award to the President of the United States of America. May God grant him many more years in the service of our country and humanity.
Well, we are very, very happy to be able to present it to you. And with that goes our gratitude and appreciation, both of the Americans who are active in this movement here and of the great labor movement in Israel whom we are supporting. And also with that, I think I can add the state of it.
I highly appreciate this award. It's a wonderful thing. This is one of the things that makes it possible for a man to carry on in this job. You see, I receive more bricks than flats. And when I receive a thing of this kind, it always touches me pretty quick. I hope I deserve it. The president, you know, has a job where he can't do anything outside of the line of duty. Most medals are presented because a man has done something that's outside his regular line of duty. It's very difficult for the president to find anything that's outside his line of duty. But I do appreciate this recognition. It's highly thoughtful of you to come and present it to me. That's about all we deserve.